Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz. 95 The Sports Hub.
Before I get to the Gronkowski thing, I want to pop up Paul in Providence because he's got a take on this thought about the rest of the league. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I think that we need to appreciate just how much the consistency and winning of the Patriots over the past 18 years has done to add to the stupidity and dysfunction of the rest of the league.
So,
I mean, you don't have... Besides, like, Tomlin, Reed, Harbaugh, they're turning over coaching staffs every 2 years. They can't develop quarterbacks. The Colts have ruined Andrew Luck. And, you know, at this point, I think Harbaugh might be past his prime. So,
okay, so, Paul, thanks for the call. He says the consistency of the Patriots has led to the dysfunction around the league. And I think a lot of Patriots fans feel this way. You need to explain that to me better. You need to explain to me how does the Patriots' consistency over the years lead Antonio Brown to go to Paris and climb into a freeze chamber, a cryo chamber?
Cryo, put the R before
cryo. Climb into a cryo chamber and freeze his foot off. How does that, explain that to me? Because you've been good for 20 years. How does that lead Brown into that cryo chamber?
Well, I don't know that it leads him there. I'm going to try to figure it out. I don't know that it leads him there, but it does lead the Oakland Raiders in a desperation to be a team that can compete with the Patriots to trade for a guy that's got all sorts of warning flags.
All right, maybe.
So it doesn't make the individual players the problem. It does make teams make bad decisions ever trying to catch up with the Patriots. I don't know that I'm buying this, by the way.
I'm
just trying to interpret it.
Got it. That other teams reach and make questionable decisions because they're you know, swinging for the fences trying to catch you. Maybe. Is anything you did led D. Brown to put his hand a yard over the line of scrimmage for no reason?
D. Ford, not the basketball player.
D. Ford, to line up offsides on that play.
Yeah, get names correct.
No, there's just, I don't know, like some teams have institutional stupidity. The Kansas City Chiefs would be one of those, at least on the defensive side of the ball. So
sometimes you force a mistake, and I you know, and I'll come up with some examples if I can. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, Super Bowl 49 at the end of that game against the Seahawks.
I was going to say, so your vaunted run defense led Pete to pass? I've been trying to piece that together. I mean, I think there's times that you see teams choke because they fear the specter of Brady getting the ball back. I've seen Bill O'Brien do that a couple times. Maybe what's his face? Marone did that last year.
Teams
tighten up against you, and so you force that mistake. But I believe we're just in this cycle where there's a real brain drain in the league, and there's just this dearth of quality coaches and quality coaching. And I think if you want to give me if you want to have a root for it, I think it might even start with the dearth of quality owners, because all these teams now are just being taken over by their kids, in a lot of cases, who have no idea what they're doing and have not done anything in their lives.
Well, the best example of that's the San Francisco 49ers. They were really building something there with Jim Harbaugh, and it felt like, wow, they were going to be dominant for a good stretch. That was 2 years with that, and Kaepernick at the height there in 2011, 2012. And then, boom, that whole thing got blown up.
But again, I think, you know, to make a good hire, you need someone intelligent making the hire. And more NFL owners are Spalding.
Yeah, that dummy Jed York wanted it to be more about him than anything else.
They're just a snot-nosed kid that inherited the team. And you know, didn't build anything or doesn't know anything about business. Or, you know, like, so I think it's, I don't know if I had to guess, it's something like that. Or maybe it's just a cycle. I don't think you force bad teams into bad decisions. I think they're making those bad decisions on their own because they're not qualified. That's what I think is going on. Do you care where Rob Gronkowski goes in 2 weeks? Do you care what Rob Gronkowski announces in 2 weeks?
Nope. I don't give a rat's ass because it's not going to have anything to do with football.
And that's sort of my point. And that's what's sort of bugged me. The whole thing, the whole Gronkowski back and forth thing bugged me from day one. Like, Maz has talked about it quite a bit. So, like, the whole Brett Favre thing, will he, won't he, is a chafe. And it's chafed me from day one. What's really starting to chafe me and drive it home is this premise that, or this belief on him or his people that they think people care what he does. And I don't think anyone gives two poops about what he does. I don't think, unless I have this wrong, and I asked it before. I mean, I think the only reason it's notable about that press conference in 2 weeks, the only reason we're going to follow it, the only reason we mention it, is because there's the specter of him returning to the Patriots.
That's what it is. And it's somewhat manipulative, if you really think about it, because he's going to get eyes and ears on him simply because of that reason. It has the whiff of, ooh. Well, he's only, this offseason removed from the game. Maybe he's going to come back to the NFL and play for the Pats.
And he's smart, and I guess he knows that his people know it.
Oh, for sure.
They know it. And that's why the agent, you know, always floats out. Well, you never know with Rob. He could always change his mind. And this is why whenever Rob's asked about it, he says, well, you don't know. And they're always cagey about it. They always sort of float out the possibility of a return because I guess they know, and they're right in knowing, that if there was no chance of him returning to football, would anyone show up to that press conference? So again, let's just say, for example, Rob Gronkowski had a debilitating, and he almost does, but like a truly debilitating back injury that prevented him from ever playing football again. Fact, period, story over, he can't play again. And we know he's done. He knows he's done. It's done. And he calls a press conference, or he sends out that thing yesterday and says, in 2 weeks, I'm going to reveal what I'm doing next. Does anyone care?
No, you'd maybe get a couple of reporters and, you know, that'd be it. With this, you're going to get, you know, the full kit and caboodle because people still think he may come back to the NFL and will have some sort of football-related thing to it.
So he's using you.
Yes, it's exactly what's happening.
We're being used. We're being dinked around. We're being used. We're being manipulated because the only juice he has is he has a potential football player, which again doesn't make him a bad guy and hardly makes him unique. And as we talked about this earlier, there's very few guys on the planet that you're going to care about when they're done playing what they do. Brady is maybe the only one that I would. The only one I would actually say, I'm curious what he's going to do and how he's going to carry himself and what's his next thing. And I'm actually going to follow it and listen to what he asked. Like, I don't know if there's another athlete on the planet that when you're done, I don't give two poops if you're on Nickelodeon in a wrestling ring, a reality show, you write a book, do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not consuming it because I only care about you as a football player. And I know that makes me sound like crass, but I think that's the way it is with most people. What other athlete would you follow into the next world if it wasn't somehow related to the sport they played?
LeBron's definitely one of those guys. I know he's, you know, there's a big bias against him here. Most of it warranted. I get it at this point. But LeBron James is definitely one of those.
So he would definitely have people who followed him.
Yeah.
He would. I don't think we'd be one of them, but he'd definitely have a crowd. Who else? Anyone?
I mean, maybe some of the international soccer stars, but I don't think anyone would care here.
So it's not just a Gronkowski thing. It's an anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just sort of like, we're going to make you wait 2 weeks for the big reveal about his next chapter and what he tackles next. You know, they put that in, you know, he made sure to phrase it like that. You know what he tackles next, because they still want that little football hook, because they know if we knew for a fact he was done, he would get two people to show up at that thing and go ahead and do your reality show. No one cares. So it's,
yeah, and that's just some hack copywriter sweetening up the press release to try to get the hook in you. It's stupid. It's going to be for a dumb reality show, a book. Maybe he's even teaming up with Portnoy to join Barstool. I wouldn't put that past him, but it's not going to be an announcement to come back to the Patriots or play in the NFL. There's no way.
And it's just, he's just using the football thing to draw you in. So you're being used. You've been dinked around by him.
I don't think it's an announcement to join with any real partner, because any real partner would want that on their terms.
Would like, want to own it.
It can't be Dancing with the Stars. It can't be, you know, the WWE. It can't be probably even the XFL. Like, if he were going to join the XFL, clearly he'd be the biggest thing ever to happen to the XFL. You think they're going to let him do that on his terms? Yes. Or do you think they're going to come out there and say the XFL has signed Rob Gronkowski? So it's going to be something that, you know, Gronkowski.com, you know, limited partners is doing. And that, by definition, makes it even that much less interesting.
I mean, I guess this whole, he's just so trying to leverage the football, which is what he has to do, because I don't think he's a true crossover star. The whole, you know, all these guys who want to be crossover stars, let me tell you something. You've got to prove it on your merits. You have to actually be good at what you do at the next thing, and then you become that thing. And I'll go back to the best example I have, and that's Michael Strahan, who I think is excellent on the air and was excellent with
Kelly.
Kelly, who is excellent on the Good Morning America thing. I don't watch his new thing, but...
And he worked for it. I mean, he really was only on that Fox desk before games doing the pre and post on NFL Sundays for years before he transformed into any of that stuff.
So maybe he gets the first gig because he's Michael Strahan, but then he proves it in a crossover setting where it's news or it's entertainment and has nothing to do with football, and he's terrific at it, and now he gets jobs because he's terrific at it, not because he's Michael Strahan. So Gronkowski's just what? He's going to waltz into this thing because he's Rob Gronkowski? Well, that's going to last a week or two. You've actually then have to be good at your next vocation to truly cross over and be that thing. And I don't know. Dude, if you're not playing football, no one cares. I hate to be so crass. No one cares about me if I'm not sitting in this chair. And if I'm even sitting in this chair, no one cares still. It's like it hardly makes you different. 99.9999% of any athlete, we don't care about when they're done. And when the specter ends of them, you know, maybe coming back, we just move on to the next thing. That's just the way it goes. And he's one of them. But this, isn't that a little pretentious? 2 weeks.
It's kind of sleazy.
You
really
got to wait.
Sleazy and cheap is what it is.
Does he really think people are going to hang on for 2 weeks? They care that much for 2 weeks? The only reason is because we think he might come back to football.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's it. Do they need him to come back to football? Do the Patriots need him?
I don't think at this point, no. I mean, he was great in bursts at the end of last season and into the postseason, but that's it. And that came with a lot of rest. They've won without him before, even when he was at his best because of injuries. At this point, yeah, it'd be nice to have him, but I don't think they're going to miss him all that much.
So am I wrong about that? Is there anyone out there who actually is going to consume Rob Gronkowski after he's done playing football or teasing us about playing football? Maybe... I think he would make a good wrestler. So are wrestling fans looking forward to Rob Gronkowski? Stu said, yeah, maybe. We had a gal call us at the 2 o'clock hour. Says, well, you're discounting women, Felger, because women are people too. I guess sometimes I forget that. She said, you're discounting women. I'd watch him on Dancing with the Stars. Maybe she just liked...
He's a lovable goofball.
A hell of a physique, hot dude. So will the gals follow him to Dancing with the Stars? I keep mentioning this for Cocked Reality. It is a reality show. Whatever this... my 7-year-old watches this Nickelodeon show with him on it.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier. What the hell was the name of it?
We played the clip.
Mathletes or something?
Whatever.
Crashletes.
Yeah. So, like, and again, my daughter, she's 8 years old now. Or is she 7 or 8? She's 8.
Jesus.
No, she's 7. I always forget how old she is. Don't you do that, Hook?
No, no. Listen, I may not hold myself as father of the year, but I not only know how old my kids are, but I even know like their names and when they were born.
Yeah, she's 7-ish. She's in there. Says 7. She barely knows, like I said before, she doesn't know Rob Gronkowski from the lawn guy. And she watches this show. I'll walk into the room and she's got the TV on and she's watching this thing on Nickelodeon with Rob Gronkowski and she's watching Gronk. So will the 7-year-olds be waiting for Gronk in the next thing? I mean, maybe I had this totally wrong. Because I think without the specter of football, people could give less than half a poop about what Rob Gronkowski does with his next thing.
According to the Wikipedia page for this dumb show, Crashletes, Gronk actually been the main host for the first 2 seasons.
That's what I'm telling him. He's a fixture on the thing. And the kid watches it. So has he got that waiting for him? And are the 7-year-olds going to follow him? I mean, maybe. I don't know. My 7-year-old seems to like the show. So anyway, there's your Gronkowski reset. Back to your calls on all of it right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are here on set for Crash Leets. I'm going to show you around a little bit right there. We got our big screen where all the highlights are. Our chairs right there where we sit. We're missing one right now. We usually have three. Myself, Brandon sits here, Stevie sits there. We got the TV for the Gronk down right there. A little extra TV when we get sick of the big screen. We go to a little screen to do some, you know, talks about our Crash Leet victims that happen right here on our TV with all the clips. We got a little basketball hoop, lockers, just everything set up for a lot of Crash Leet action to go on. So this is the set, nice and little, but very cute. I like it.
There's the Crash Leet thing. Crash Leets.
It's a show I didn't even know existed.
Of course you didn't. How could you? There's 4 billion shows now. I mean,
Did you hear him there? You're ready to listen to him analyze an NFL football game? He couldn't even analyze his little kid game show.
I'm glad you pointed this out. That there are some things I would follow him into the next thing. Like the wrestling, I'm not a wrestling guy at all. I did sort of enjoy just his little stints in the wrestling ring. I thought were entertaining. I think he owned those. And like that feels, not that I'm going to go order up WrestleMania or travel with Jimmy to Timbuktu.
Tampa.
Dress up like the Ultimate Warrior and watch a wrestling show. I'm not going to do that.
Demolition Axe.
But, I'll watch the clips. If he were an NFL analyst, a game broadcaster, I'd want to hear what he had to say. Maybe give me during a Patriots game, he'd give me some insight. I think it's possible.
If they let him be him, yeah, it might be pretty entertaining. Because I actually think he'd have pretty decent insight. Because even though he is like a human golden retriever, he is smart when it comes to football. So he might actually give you some things you might have missed, or some little tidbits, kind of like how Dennis Eckersley does. You kind of learn from listening to X.
So. I mean, I'm not doing it for the personality. I'm not a personality guy. I don't know if you've noticed. I might want the nuggets. So if he could give me some nuggets, fine.
And he did it his like goofy way. It might be pretty good.
You know, whether he can do it any way he wants, just so he gives me those insights. I'd follow him there. If you went to the XFL, would you pay attention for half a second? Yeah, you probably would.
I would. I like bad football. I was into that AAF thing.
But for the most part, do they really think we care or anyone cares whether he goes to Nickelodeon or Dancing with the Stars or YouTube TV or a reality show or a book? Like, do people? The only reason anyone's paying attention is because he's held open the specter of returning to football. That's it. Neil in Tewksbury. Go ahead, Neil.
Mike, you hit it right on the head. If it's not football related, nobody cares. And if it's also not football related, he's become the next Dennis Rodman. But publicity stunts and whatnot back in the late 90s when he went on Howard Stern, I'm getting married today. What are you talking about? He's parading down New York in a dress.
Right.
He's trying to reinvent himself into a life outside of sports. And he looks ridiculous. That's what's happening in Rock now.
Just a little agitating. I agree. And he's sort of using you as the leverage to generate interest. Because, again, I think he realizes there's no interest unless there's that little hint that he might come back. So it's all just one big game. I guess that's sort of agitating. Dan and Cranston, your thoughts.
Hey, Mike, remember a couple months ago when everybody was talking about Anthony Davis coming to Boston and you kept saying to people, he said he didn't want to come here, right?
Yeah.
You were yelling at the rooftops. All right, I'm using the same analogy now. At his so-called press conference, what did he say, or Drew Rosenhaus say? He was open to coming back, right?
Yeah.
So he's never really retired. So to me, it's simple. If Brady calls and they need him, he comes back. I think that door is still open no matter what.
Okay.
And I think he does come back because they are going to need him, period. Brady's last stand in Foxborough. He's going out with everybody he wants. That's the way I see it.
All right, Dan, I don't think you're wrong. In all my rant today about Gronkowski, I've never said he's definitely not coming back. I just think he's dinking around with the football thing for this press conference and for most of his...
Yeah, he's manipulating this to his benefit.
Right, for whatever this thing is in 2 weeks, he's manipulating it, and that's just agitating, being manipulated. Now, might he actually honestly still come back? Yeah, sure he could. Sure he could.
See, I do think he's done, though. I think he's at peace with it. He don't want to deal with any more injuries, the risk of him blowing out his back and having to have surgery again for like the fifth time. I just think he's done.
In terms of, does anyone have a clue across the league, never mind the AFC, does anyone... Is there a single team out there with a good roster, a head coach that has a clue, and that there isn't rampant dysfunction or just buffoonery across the board? Does a team like that exist anywhere? Mike in the car on that topic. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yeah, I think you guys are overlooking the Denver Broncos. They have a new retooled coaching staff. Vic Fangio's got 3 decades in the league, and I think he can get the most out of that defense. And say what you want about Joe Flacco, but the rest of the offense is solid. The O-line's going to be great with their new coach, and the receiving core's good. A young tight end. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay, well, that sound you heard there was Murray guffawing.
Yeah, 5 wins at best. Vic Fangio, yeah, he's been around, and he finally gets a job by default. So they're going to win games like 6-3? All right, their defense might be okay. Who's going to be on offense? Emmanuel Sanders like blew out his leg last year, and I love him, but is he even going to be ready for Week 1? Joe Flacco stinks. They're going to stink. That's going to be a team that picks in like the top 5 next year's draft.
What if they somehow get home playoff games?
In that division with the Chargers and Kansas City, it's not going to happen. They're getting home playoff games.
Okay. Well, that's the only way I'd take them seriously, is if they were home, because that's their biggest weapon.
They'll finish worse than Oakland. Denver might be one of the worst teams in football this year.
Okay.
You watch.
All right, we'll see.
You're going to talk up Vic Fangio?
No. I'm telling you, I take them seriously at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, they got a new janitor as head coach. Well, watch out.
Here's Ed and Whitman. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little confused. When you're talking about, like, everybody else in the NFL being stupid and making mistakes, now, I agree that Bill Belichick is one of, if not the best coach, but you guys have filled the airwaves with mistakes he's made when it comes to drafting or the wide receivers projects that he brings in or the trades that he has made or 4th and 2 or not playing Malcolm Butler.
Right, fine. But how does that confuse you?
Well, what confuses me is how different are we than any other team if it wasn't for Tom Brady? At the end of the day, he can rely on Tom Brady. So he's allowed to make these buffoonery mistakes that any other coach you would rip apart. But because Tom Brady's there to help mop up or clean up or rely on, then he's all set.
So, Ed, do you think he makes those mistakes at the same clip, the same percentage, the same level that other coaches do?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's not immune.
He's not. And when he does have the rare miscue, Brady's there to often clean up the mess. You bet. Agreed. But don't go saying that, Brady's just, has a hazmat suit on and is covering up for Bill Belichick at every turn. Bill makes the occasional mistake. And when he does, we pounce because we're a talk radio show and that's what we do. So, yes, Bill, obviously, of course, he has that benefit. But, I mean, don't tell me last year Brady was the singular reason they won. They won on defense last year. They won the way the Belichick retooled the entire team. Brady was just okay last year, including the playoffs.
Yeah, no, and ultimately towards the end, it was definitely more about the defense than anything else.
So don't give me that. And just watch how these other teams operate. You can't compare to what goes on there to what goes on here. It's not just the quarterback here. Here's Marshall Hook, and then we are right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I know everyone's had their questions about Andrew and that sort of thing, but I really feel, very confident that he's going to, find his way through this thing. I think, after Durant thing and everything, everyone's there on the side of caution. But quite frankly, this is not even in the Achilles tendon. It's, in another area. It's a bone you know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, something else. It's a small little bone.
So, again, this is my thesis today, is that, you know, the competition around the league just continues to fall apart. Continues to. I haven't played a game yet this year. I'm not even close to the regular season, and teams are imploding with drama and soap operas and holdouts and injury and buffoon owners. And this is Andrew Luck, who, again, the Colts, the arrow was pointed up. I don't know if they were a true contender or not. Probably not, but they're a team that maybe sort of could have, might have made things interesting. Andrew Luck back on track to being a franchise quarterback. Feels like a good young coach in Frank Reich, offensive-minded.
They've drafted well the last couple of years.
Developing roster, improving roster, like you think the Colts? Okay, maybe, sort of. If things fall right for them, maybe, sort of, they could be. And, nope. Actually, they can't, because Andrew Luck, the key to the whole thing, is not going to play in the preseason because he's got, according to various members of the Colts, a calf, high ankle-ish, or, according to Jim Irsay, he's just heard there, a mo thing. So it's twofold. We were laughing at the Colts because Andrew Luck is hurt again and is not going to play in the preseason. And their buffoon owner described it like that. How did he describe it again, Jimmy?
You know, in another area, it's a bone. You know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, something else. It's a small little bone.
They say, Scotty, give you confidence if you're a Colts fan, right? This guy.
I'm not a good remembering, talking type person. It's like,
you know, I'm not good at these things, but it's called, like, you know, something else. It's a small little bone.
So we're laughing at him because he's laughable. And then I actually threw it out there because I'm like,
hey, well, you fired up.
Yeah, what's up? So, because maybe he's actually giving you something. And so I threw it out to the trainers and the medical people out there with the mo thing. What could he possibly, no matter how hammered he might be, there's got to be some sort of linkage there. Even if you got that, maybe it's a not mo, but it's no or toe or what is he talking about? Well, he has to be talking about something, right? What's the mo thing? And we got our answer. It turns out mo is an abbreviation for what, Marshall Hook?
Myositis ossificans. Myositis ossificans, a condition where bone tissue forms inside muscle or other soft tissue after an injury.
It's actually a real thing. He actually called it by the right thing, kind of. It's supposed to be M-O, not mo. But either way, he got the
he ultimately let it slip that there's a real problem there.
And we've uncovered it was the thing that ended Cam Neely's career. Ossification,
muscle turns to bone, essentially.
Okay, and that's what's going on. Not good.
No, not at all.
But how about that? Jim Irsay actually gave it to you. And I still see people like sort of fumbling. Like, why didn't people? That was on Sirius XM, National Football League Radio, on Monday. And all someone has to do is say what we just did. Well, maybe the old cooter there is saying something that actually means something. You know,
in an opioid haze, actually, let it slip.
Try and decipher the gibberish. What does he mean by the mo thing? He's got to mean something by the mo thing. Because you know he's...
I'm not a good talker, rememberer type guy. It's like a mo thing.
Something else. It's a small little bone.
But he gave it to you, actually. Right. He actually gave it to you. And then Chris...
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
So then Chris Ballard goes on, tries to clean up the mess.
Hey, you fired up?
Says it's not... he says it's high ankle-ish. But no, Irsay gave you the condition, gave you what's going on with Andrew Luck, and it's not good. And the fact that, well, anyway, I think that just sort of encapsulates the Colts issue. That owner, that guy, oh my God, what a train wreck. And the fact the most indispensable player is hurt again, like potentially really hurt, substantially hurt.
And that's not only just bad for the Colts, that's bad for the league.
And I'll just say it again, that's your competition.
Without playing games.
And you're just, again, you're in this cycle where it's like this just seems to be happening over and over and over again. It's uncanny. Anyway, back to your thoughts on all of it. Oh, by the way, Felger and Maz off-air show returns tonight. Myself and Christian Arcan, 6 p.m. sharp on Facebook Live. It's presented by Ace Ticket, Facebook Live. I think they all still do it on Twitch? Stitch?
Twitch. It would be Twitch.
Twitch on Twitch, but it's primarily Facebook Live, 6 p.m. sharp. We'll go over exactly what we want to have happen to us on our deathbed. As I've stated many times, do not unplug me. The Wood is not allowed to unplug me. That has been made public now, so she can't back out and say, I would have wanted it that way. I don't want it that way. We'll get into that with Arcan. We'll see what he wants to do when he's on his deathbed. Here's Eric and Taunton on the Steelers. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's good. What do you got?
The Steelers, I mean, if this position were to be taken last year, I'd probably find it laughable just with the whole Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown thing. Those guys are finally gone. Those were the only guys that Tomlin had trouble corralling. My only concern for them, I mean, I think they're a shoo-in for the AFC North. The Bengals are going to be terrible. The Ravens are going to be eh. And I'm not sold on the Browns at all. I just don't see that working out, at least for now anyways. The only place I wouldn't be super confident and, you know, reasonably so, is the Steelers going into Foxborough and winning there. But I think they can take the Pats at home. The biggest problem for them was the fact that Sean Davis would cover Gronk one-on-one, which obviously would never work. But now without Gronk and maybe sealing up home field, I think the Steelers are a good competition.
Okay, so home field's huge for so many of these teams. Like, I'd give the Chargers 0.0 chance here. I made that mistake last year, but I'd give them 0.0 here. But in L.A., you know, they'd get 30% chance, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
The Steelers, no chance here. None. Tomlin's not going to come in here and beat you. In Pittsburgh, he did it last year. Give him a sniff.
And late in the season.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kansas City's maybe that only team I think could come here and beat you. They have done that in the regular season at least.
Yep.
So, but I think a lot of these teams, it's, you know, it better be in their building. If it's the Steelers in the playoffs, it better be in their building. Does anyone care what Rob Gronkowski does after he retires? If it wasn't involving football or had the hint of football, would anyone care? Would the women care? Wayne and Grafton, would the women care about Gronk?
Well, I think you were right about one thing.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The final word is being brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices, great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
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 Two items on the list today. Two of them. Real quick,
off-air show, myself, Arcan, coming your way in just 1 minute on Facebook Live, presented by Ace Ticket. Join us there. Go.
We start with what was a very important declaration from one Michael Felger, ready to have us all prosecute Sarah Underwood for murder in the event that he in any way gets unplugged.
I'll say this again for the record, so this is record this, because you hear this often when people say this. They say the following. When I'm on life support, honey, just do what's right and unplug it and do what's best for the family and don't let me or you suffer. Put an end to it. And I'm here to tell you, now this is me speaking, would do just the opposite. You are not allowed to pull the plug. I've actually put this in writing. I'm just the opposite. Keep that sucker plugged in.
I have a friend like this. It's very selfish behavior.
I don't care if all you get from me is the faintest of heartbeats.
Just some drool and a grunt.
And a drool and a grunt. All I'm saying, people out there, if one day the Wood unplugs me and says he would have wanted this, you know for a fact I would not have wanted this.
Okay.
I don't.
Duly noted.
It's noted because they say it all the time. He would have wanted me to do it. Right. Yeah.
I think most people will be on her side, though.
Just the opposite, but I'm telling you, I don't want it.
How's that read in the will? Like, I would like to remain a burden.
I did. You know, I think we did. We put it in writing. Yeah. You're not allowed to unplug.
This has been a real conversation.
Heartbeat, no drool, no grunt, pull the plug.
No, the doctor has to... I can't remember the exact wording, but there's wording in there. I have to be declared a certain something, and then, yeah, well, there's no plugged on... There's nothing left to keep plugged in.
I thought you were joking at first, but this conversation clearly has happened between you and the wood.
It's in writing. It hasn't just happened between me and the wood. The lawyers got involved, and it's down on paper, baby.
The second item, a quick one.
And I don't care if we got to sell the house to keep that sucker plugged in. That sucker stays plugged in.
You know, you all often talk about when the hosts aren't listening, and we also know that no one listens to the headlines. I've determined today that the headline guy, wasn't even listening to the headlines today. Wide receiving core, bit of a rough day. N'Keal Harris didn't participate at all. Both Philip Dorsett and Maurice Harris left practice early with potential injuries. Number two, N'Keal Harris did not participate at all in the practice. Patriots, Tennessee Titans, joint practices ahead of their preseason game number two. For the Patriots wide receivers, the issue of the day, N'Keal Harris did not participate in practice. Patriots moved on to Tennessee for joint practices. This ahead of preseason game number two, N'Keal Harris did not practice. The wide receiving core, a bit of a rough day. N'Keal Harry did not participate at all.
You finally got it by the end.
I did.
It was the 5 o'clock update, the last one.
3 hours, but I finally got it right.
Still nothing like the Antonio Bryant thing that became infectious between you, Maz, me, and Greg Bernard that day.
Do you notice I still stumble on Antonio Brown? I'm still like Antonio Bryant, Antonio Brown, N'Keal Harris, Jacoby Myers. What's his name? Believe me. I'm with you, Hook. What's coming up on the Baseball Reporters?
Oh, don't let them get hot, Mike. They won a series against one of the hottest teams in baseball, the Cleveland Indians, so... I want to gauge the Red Sox fans. Are they back? Do they believe in the Sox making a playoff run now?
Mock them and belittle them and talk over them and twist their arguments like you do with me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, very good. 617-779-0985. No commercials, and you get the Baseball Reporters. Tomorrow at 2, Felger Maz. Return. We'll talk to you then. Antonio Bryant. Bryant or Bryant has made Roethlisberger?
Bryant. I'm going to go with Bryant.
Bryant. Bryant is, like, unique.
Yeah, it's Bryant.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.